HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're just going to continue with the halachot of Birkat HaIlanot, which is going to come out this Sunday, Be'ezrat Hashem. As it says, if we come out during the day of Nisan, and obviously the first day is going to be on Shabbat, which we'll speak about in a few minutes, are you allowed to do it on Shabbat or not? When we come out on the days of Nisan and we see the beautiful trees that they're going to start blossoming, so we make the beracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shelo Chiser Ba'olamo Klum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not lack in His world whatsoever, nothing. Uvara bo b'riyot tovot, and He created beautiful creations, vilonot tovot, and beautiful trees, le'enot b'nei b'nei adam, that people should benefit from. So they instituted this beracha once a year. Why? When a person comes and he sees that the trees beforehand were dry and now they're blossoming with beautiful fruit or beautiful blossoms, the buds. So therefore we're going to make a beracha. So we only make it once a year. Now, even women, according to Rav Ovadia Yosef, would make the Birkat HaIlanot, even though there were certain minagim where the women would not say it. But again, he brings it down here that women would also say Birkat HaIlanot. Now it says you're allowed to do it at nighttime. So since you're allowed to do it at nighttime, this year, last year, if you remember, we did it right before Mincha. However, though, we were doing Mincha late, so therefore we did it at 7 o'clock. And then followed by Birkat HaIlanot, we came here for Mincha Narvit. This year, we're going to do the exact opposite, which means, since you're allowed to do it at nighttime, Leora Chashmal, right, when there's electricity and you can actually see the buds, we pray Mincha, now we're praying until Pesach, because after Pesach, we're going to change it, because of Sefirat HaOmer, we're praying early. So therefore, to do it before 6:10 is too early, because people, I don't know if they're going to come on Sunday. So therefore, what we're going to do is, we have here Mincha Narvit on Sunday at 6:10, and right after Arvit, even though again it's not even nighttime, right? Because it's still very, by the time we finish around 6:45 till 8:11, 8:15, by the time we'll be there, right? There's still a long time, but we prayed Arvit, it doesn't matter. So therefore what we're going to be doing this year is, on Sunday night after Minchan Arvit here, we go there to do the Birkat HaIlanot. So we're going to do Birkat HaIlanot Sunday night there. Remember Sunday night because it's Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbat. Now he says it's better to do Birkat HaIlanot outside of the city. Obviously, if it's going to be difficult to do it outside of the city, you could do it inside of the city and there's no problem whatsoever, because whether it's because of Itur Torah or other things also, you're allowed to do it. It is better to do it also on two different species. Now, even though Mitzad Halacha, Meikara, then you could do it on the same species, two different trees, it's better to do it on two different species, but obviously it has to be a fruit tree. It has to be a fruit-bearing tree, and then it's a blossoming. If the fruits are already out, it's going to be a problem, okay? There's a machloket to do with ilanot, which are murkavot, which means that they're going to be grafted together, which you take two different species, put them together, but it's not really the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Better not to do it on that. You are allowed to do it on orla trees, which means the first 3 years of the fruit, even though you're not allowed to benefit from it, you're allowed to do Birkat HaIlanot on that tree. And you're allowed to do it on Shabbat and Yom Tov, even though Rav Ovadia Yosef says, right, that it's better not to, lechatchila, better not to do it. But technically, you were allowed to do it on Shabbat and Yom Tov, the Birkat HaIlanot. So worst case scenario, if a person is going to miss it, he has Shabbat and Yom Tov to use it. But if not, it's better not to do it on Shabbat and Yom Tov. As we already mentioned, this year we do it on Sunday. If a person does not do it this Sunday, he's able to go the entire month, right? But obviously, Zizim Akdim LeMitzot, it's much better to do it as soon as possible. And the last halacha is, it's always better to do with a minyan, which means that you do it with 10 people. If you cannot get a minyan, right, or they're going to do it much later, and you don't have to wait, you're able to do it right away, there's no problem whatsoever.